Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the best way to stay alive on the highway is to limit the speed, not speed the limit. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good again to be able to study from the Bible, and we do appreciate very much your listening to Bible Meditations. Let's return now to our study, and we're looking at the 50th Psalm written by David. David extols the greatness of God by pointing out that he is the mighty God and that he has spoken to mankind, and his word is always to be held true. He is without limitations. Do you remember as God was speaking with the children of God, he was pointing out to them that sometimes they fell short of what they ought to be and what they ought to be doing. He even regards, in verse 9, their sacrifices and makes this observation about them. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. In other words, God doesn't need anything from mankind. God is independent. God is all-sufficient. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Then he says in verse 12, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you about it, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offering unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Well, in other words, he's simply saying to them, I am independent, I am all-sufficient, and I don't need anything as far as men are concerned. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The point that he's making is simply that they needed to turn to God. They needed to look back to him. He was their maker. He was their creator. He had everything within his hands. And if they would do his will, he would bless them in many, many ways. All right, let's look at verse 16 now. But unto the wicked, God said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee. The reaction of people in that day to the word of God is very similar to the reaction of people today. How often have you heard people say, I don't want to hear what the Bible says. I just don't want the Bible read around me, and I don't want anybody using passages from the Bible in regard to life. Just let me alone when it comes to matters that come from the Word of God. How often have you heard some talk show host, when some of the contestants or those who are participants in their program, when they have indicated that there is a Bible principle involved, the host will point out, we're not talking about Bible. Just put it aside. They don't want to hear God's Word. Well, that actually is the observation of many in our world today. Many would just simply say, I'll do what I want to do. Don't tell me what the Bible says, and don't tell me about God. Doesn't it seem strange to you that when we have a national crisis, everybody says, I want God. But when things are going well, people say, get away from me. I don't want to hear the Bible. I don't want to hear the Word of God. Just put it away from me. When a person becomes ill, ill nigh unto death, they want someone to read to them from the Scriptures. Maybe they had no use for Scripture during their lifetime, but they do at the time of death. How sad it is that our attitude toward the Bible has been simply that we don't want to hear what God has to say. We want to go our own way. Well, God turns to those who are wicked, and he points out that he has instruction to them. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consenteth with him, and hast been partners with adulterers. Thou gavest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. He goes ahead and talks about a number of wicked things that they did. Now look at verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. In other words, God is simply saying, you thought that I was just like you are. You thought that I'm just another man. You know, that's a tragic mistake by men and women today when they get the idea that God is just like any other man and that in their dealings they can deal with God in the same manner that they deal with each other. Well, as a result of it, a lot of times people are disappointed and they find out that really there is no similarity in regard to the greatness of man and the greatness of God. There's no comparison whatever. If you're interested, let me turn to the 139th Psalm and hear David saying some things about God and his greatness that indicate that he's not just a man. He's not like any other person. Well, 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsittings and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. I never say anything, David said, that God doesn't know about it. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Then in a burst of praise, listen to this statement of David. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. As you think about the greatness of God's knowledge, his wisdom, David just simply says, I'm overwhelmed by it. It's more than I could comprehend. Then in verse 7, he asked the question, where could I go that I would be away from God? Where could I be flee from your presence? If I go up into heaven, verse 8, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. There isn't anywhere that man could escape the presence of God. Now keep that in mind and remember that David is simply saying God is not like a man. God doesn't have human limitations. He rather is supreme. He is all wise. He is all powerful. He is everywhere. And there's no way that we could escape the presence of God. What a mistake it would be to think when we're dealing with God that it's just like dealing with our fellow man. We have the impression that God is just like a man. But friends, he is not just like a man. He is all powerful. He is all wise. And we can depend upon him always. Well, keeping that in mind, in our study, I'd like to point out to you some differences in our dealings with men and our dealings with God. Realizing that he is God, and that everything that he says is true, and that he knows everything that is going on in all of the universe, then we need to look at how we're dealing with God. How are we dealing with the subject of religion? What kind of conduct has governed our activities? And we need to keep in mind behind all of it, God is not just like a man. He is not to be treated like a man. And so in our study tomorrow, we'll pick up at this point and point out some differences in our dealings with men and our dealings with God. We hope you've been listening, and we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.